Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's time for episode 368 of our classic podcast. And it just so happens that on the 4th of July weekend of 2005, we aired the following. It's a reprise of sorts, or a reprising, of the Bob Green bit where he is trying to improve his relationship with the employees by listening much more carefully to what it is they're saying, and at the same time, taking a little time for himself to relax. How does he put that all together? Well, you'll hear all about it here in episode 368 of our classic podcast.
Bob, be lucky you're down in Orange County tonight, huh?
It doesn't sound very pleasant, Phil. I hope everyone is safe.
Everyone is fine, and I think the police have this individual cornered. Obviously, he's still in the neighborhood. The worker management interface sessions that you sponsored, tell me about those. How long were those?
We spread those out, Phil, over a three-day period. We brought workers and managers together from all industries. Our industry, the retail grocery business, was represented. Everything from retail, wholesale. And I wanted to bring managers and employees together so that employees could finally understand and, I think, become sympathetic to the plight of management and vice versa, so that management could understand and be sympathetic to the plight of employees, so that we get on the same page. There is so much by way of union and management council in our business relations today, and it just doesn't serve the purpose.
So this was to sort of get people together and have them air grievances?
It was not to air grievances so much as it was to find ways of communication. We're trying to bridge the gap between manager and employee. And I felt, and it was frustrating for me. I'm in management as a CEO. I oversee some 7 stores in our retail chain. It was frustrating for me to have a situation where these lines of communication weren't open, and I would come home at night and talk to my wife about it. I talked to my colleagues about it. And I agonized over it for a long time as to how we can bring management and employee together.
And so eventually this sort of congealed in your mind, this all came together.
It came together after an interesting conversation I had with one of our checkers at our Buena Park store. And we were doing a job review with this individual, and I was listening to every word that she was saying. I heard everything that she brought up in this conversation. She was talking about the vacation time that she wanted to expand. She was talking about insurance coverage that she wanted to include in her dental plan. She was discussing with me some of the ways that we felt she could improve her job performance.
Was this woman given an overall good job review?
Absolutely. It was not an unpleasant experience, but this is an individual that we very value very much. I heard everything she said, and yet she got the impression that I was not there with her, that I was dismissing what she was saying, that I was not concentrating on what she was saying. And I put down in my job review every single instance that she mentioned, every point that she brought up from by way of job evaluation, from the clearing of the till in the evening, from going and getting the cash register in the morning, everything that we ask our checkers to do, from bagging sometimes to overseeing some of the stocking. I heard everything, and she came away with the impression that I did not. And I talked to my wife, and I, as I said, Phil, and talked to a lot of people, and came up with the idea that we could have a management and employee relations council. And
do you know what is the, for instance, let's take for example this conversation you had. We're talking with Robert Green of Fraser Foods on employee management relations. What was her what was her issue?
I don't know. I will tell you this, and I told her, and I did tell the other members of our board. I heard everything that she was saying. I wasn't making eye contact with her at all times. I was not, in fact, most of the time, I probably wasn't even looking at her. But, Phil, you don't listen with your eyes. You listen with your ears. And more importantly, you listen with her heart, with your heart. And my eyes were wherever my eyes were, you know, they were...
Well, what were you looking at? I mean, just out of curiosity, were you looking at the ceiling?
Well, I can tell you that I was looking at her, but I wasn't looking at her eyes. I was looking at, and here's where, and this is a very interesting thing, and this is something that managers are going to have to deal with. Here's where she got the idea that I wasn't listening to her, I wasn't taking her seriously. I wasn't looking at her face, but I was looking at her, yeah.
So you were looking at some other part of her body, I guess.
I was looking at her, and I will be honest with you, I was looking at her, yes, at her body, but I was not hearing her. I was hearing everything. And you can look at the job review report and...
Well, if you're looking at her body, I'm going to have to ask you then, is it not fair for her to get the assumption that you're not listening to her?
No, I don't think it is, because as I said, you listen with your ears. And
well, where were you? You were looking at her body.
I was looking at her body, yeah. I was looking at her... At all of her.
So, we've all had this experience, Bob, if you just let me... We're talking to someone, and their eyes are looking us up and down, and we don't know that they're listening to us.
And that is the misunderstanding. That's the misunderstanding. You don't listen with your eyes, you listen with your ears. And we're trying to get our workers to understand this. And we're trying to get our workers to... Please understand, you don't listen with your eyes, you listen with your ears.
All right, Robert Green is my guest. He is from Fraser Foods, a CEO on interfacing worker and manager complaints. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You were having a job review with this woman, so I can be clear. And you were listening to everything she was saying.
Everything.
And you took it all in.
I took it all in, yes.
But your eyes were not locked on her eyes or even on her face. Your eyes were...
They were...
Okay, I want to...
I was looking at her body, and I'll... Just to show you that I'm not embarrassed by what I'm saying, I was looking at her breasts, I was looking at her hips, I was...
Is that not some form of a well, isn't that make a woman uncomfortable looking at that part of her body?
No, not if she understands that you're hearing what she's saying. And
if you're looking at a woman's breasts, isn't it reasonable to assume that you're thinking about them?
That's where most employees are not understanding what it is to be a manager. I'm hearing everything. I'm inputting everything she said. Because you're hearing with your ears, not your eyes. I was looking at her breasts, yes. And
all right, now my question is this. Why are you looking at her breasts? Why not make that eye contact that makes people feel comfortable?
It's a good question, Phil, and we deal with it in our management and in our worker management interface. The stresses of high-level management have to be dealt with just like the stresses of a worker and the people who are on the floor doing the stocking, doing the checking. If you can get out of a day, you can't take a nap, you can't lay down and meditate, you can't go to a spa. So each day you try to find those moments where you can relax and unwind a little bit. And in a moment like that, you can do that, even though I was hearing it.
So... By looking at this woman's body, you're taking a little time for yourself, but you're hearing what she's saying.
That is correct, yes. And it's so hard to get your employees to understand this. So difficult, but we work very hard on it. We're working one-on-one. We're working...
So, all right, okay. So, you heard everything that she said, but you're looking at her breasts. Isn't there a level of uncomfortableness that a female employee especially is going to have?
I can understand that there is. We're trying to re-educate them out of that. We're trying to let them know, even if, and again, I'm not touching her, even if I am staring directly at her breasts, I am hearing what she's saying. And you can read the job review report. There isn't anything she was able to dispute. When I said, go ahead, read that, did I not hear everything you said? She said, yes, you did, but you were looking at my breasts. You were continuing to look at me as I walked out of the room. And so how do we get employees to understand this? That's why we're having this interface this weekend and last weekend.
All right, Robert, hold the line. 1-800-449-8686. Employee-worker relations. In the case of one job review where a woman had come in to talk to Mr. Green, he listened to her complaints, he listened to her input on her job, but he wasn't looking at her. He was looking at the rest of her body. He said he heard everything, and that you don't have to listen to somebody with your eyes. You only listen to them with your ears. Do you need to be staring at someone? Do you need to be looking right at someone's face in order for them to believe you're hearing them? Do you need to be looking at someone's face to hear them? Or can you actually seriously input what someone's saying to you even as you're looking them up and down? Mr. Green admits that he was looking at her breasts because he says, as a manager, even that small moment of relaxation can help him get energized for the rest of the day. 1-800-449-8686. It's a little surprising to me that there wasn't even an approached sexual harassment complaint here, but he is saying he didn't touch her. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green, CEO of Fraser Foods, will be back here on The Phil Hendry Show. Robert Green is with me on The Phil Hendry Show, our number 1-800-449-8686, talking about the employee management seminars that they're having on trying to facilitate relations and communication between employee and manager. Now, a question before we get to our phone calls. The person you're talking about, the woman who came in for the job review?
Yes.
Was she terminated?
Yeah, Phil, unfortunately we did have to terminate Karen, and the reason is because she was not understanding the very basic premise that you don't listen with your ears. You don't listen with your eyes, you listen with your ears. And she was disturbed by my looking at her from the neck down, even though I heard everything she said. And so, yes, unfortunately, we did have to terminate her. And she's made trying to make an issue out of it. But she doesn't get it. That's why we're trying to get people to understand. I may be, even if you're a woman, I may be looking, you know, at another part of your body. I'm hearing you.
And by looking at another part of her body, it's a little bit of relaxation for you.
It's, I don't know if you've ever stared out the window at a sunset, but you're still in the meeting. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, is it necessary for a manager to be listening when he's listening to an employee? Is it necessary for the manager to be looking them in the eyes? Or can they not still hear them, even though they're looking at another part of the person? Here is Donna on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Donna.
Yeah, I just am totally appalled at this whole conversation. I'm a manager, and I have employees and associates who work for me. And just out of respect, to actually look at them, to look at them in the eye. Not only that, but I'm amazed that this woman, like, didn't bring any kind of suit or any kind of, you know,
well, I just can't imagine this whole situation and the scenario that you're talking about. I think you're getting
That's
a little
like if somebody would come into me for an interview, a gentleman would come into me for an interview, and I would spend the entire time staring at his crotch. I just have a very difficult time with that. They are not there for me to relax. I have to find my own way to relax. That is not up to them. They are there out of... We have to show respect to the associates and the employees who work for us. I'm just amazed at this whole issue.
Go ahead, Bob.
I want to thank the lady for her call. She is a manager. She understands a lot of the issues that we're dealing with in employee-manager relations. I want to say that while you have your own management style, I would ask you, what's wrong... If you're hearing everything that employee is saying to you, what's wrong with you staring at his, you know, at his thing or whatever you want to call it? You know, you said his crotch. What's wrong with that?
I just don't feel that it's respectful to anybody. If you, especially in an employee management relationship like that, I find that totally disrespectful.
Do you manage fast food or what?
No, I don't. Retail.
Okay, so it's a store. A clothing store of some kind, or
yes.
All right, because I know a lot of people, a lot of managers, female managers especially, Phil, in fast food operations. When we're talking about serving the public directly, where it is a very high stress job, female and male managers will at times look at a guy's.
You're talking about crotch?
Yes, sir. Even as they're hearing the employee. That's how stressful that job is. I don't know what this lady does. If she works in retail and clothing store, that's could be high stress.
Well, wait, you're saying in the fast food business?
Any high stress job where you want to take a little bit of a moment of relaxation, where you look at a woman's you know, rear end or whatever.
I'm sorry. I just don't find this at all respectful of the associates
well,
that
yeah,
work for you.
And that's a really good point. What about
What, you know, is so important as far as I'm concerned, you know, to have respect for the people that are working for me. And
I'm
amazed that she was terminated because she didn't even understand this.
We had to terminate her because she was making it. She didn't get the principle. You listen with your ears, not your eyes. If I'm looking at her body, and, she turned around and she bent over to pick something up, and I'm looking at it, does that mean that I'm not hearing her?
Is that what happened?
No, that doesn't mean, but it also, you're not connecting with her, and I don't feel that you're showing any kind of respect for her.
I was connecting with her.
I don't feel you're showing any respect for her.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, Donna. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Robert Green. Now, that lady we just spoke with is a manager. When you say you listen with your ears, not your eyes, and while you're listening to an employee, but you're looking at her body, what about the notion of respect?
Phil, let me tell you where the respect is. The respect was in the fact that when that lady's job review came up, I had in the job review every single solitary thing she said to me. I heard everything. She made a complaint. She turned around to pick up a quarter that she dropped for the vending machine, and I looked at her, at her butt. And, you know,
well, did your eyes ever leave her body?
In what respect?
When you were doing the job review, did your eyes ever once leave her body and go to her face?
No, because the principle here is that you listen with your ears, not with your eyes. It doesn't matter what my eyes are doing. It doesn't matter. No, they probably didn't. I was probably pretty much focused on her from the neck down. But that's the beauty of listening with the ears, not the eyes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is George. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, I just was listening to the radio, and I called in. I had managed for 25 years.
Yes, sir.
Management and accounting. Had a large number of female staff. I can tell you, and I don't make any bones about it, I don't need your opinion. But obviously, you're disrespectful. You're discourteous to that person.
No, that's not true.
Unless you're interviewing them or describing them for a beauty contest, put your eyes where it is. You're focusing on the individual.
Right.
I suppose if she was sitting in a wheelchair, you would be looking at the spokes of her wheelchair, because that would be just as relaxing as to looking at her face and telling her what a good job she did.
Well, obviously not. Obviously not.
You have very, very immature ideas of what it is to be a manager, and it comes out with your ludicrous philosophy.
Sir, I'm sorry
that
you don't.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry you don't understand what I'm saying, but as a modern-day manager, I don't know how many years ago you managed, but today you have to manage in a modern way.
Well, what about the man's comment that you'd be looking at someone's wheelchair?
Obviously, I'm not going to be looking at her wheelchair. In an instance...
Well, if you have a disabled woman come in interviewing for a job, are you going to be looking at her body?
Obviously not.
And why?
It's not the same as looking at a woman who's attractive to look at a woman who's, you know, whose legs are shriveled up or whatever.
Bob, I want to tell you, I'm an employee, and
look, Phil, we're way off the subject. This is about how employees need to understand they're being heard. They're being heard.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Karen, go ahead.
Yes, I have a comment for your manager who got on tonight. When someone of the opposite sex is looking at the body parts and can't look someone in the face, that is sexual harassment.
No, it's not. No, it isn't.
And in essence, he fired her because she was upset that he stared at her breath as opposed to looking at her.
I am not looking for sex necessarily. I'm just looking to, in the middle of a hectic day, relax.
All right. I'm with Robert Green of Fraser Foods. At your employee manager seminar, you're communicating to employees that you're hearing with your ears, not your eyes. So it doesn't matter if, in the case of this woman, Karen Swanson, who was terminated, you were looking at her body while she was talking to you.
That is absolutely right. But I was listening to everything she was saying. I'll tell you something else, Phil.
At what point do you... Let me ask you this before we go to more phone calls. Is there a woman that you will not look up and down? You said that a woman in a wheelchair.
Obviously, a handicapped woman, no. You're not going to look at her for very obvious reasons.
You see, to me this sounds insulting.
It's not. You're listening, not looking. What I'm saying to you is this. I am not, for instance, I'm not comfortable looking at a China woman. Because the Oriental is not...
Why? She's not attractive to you?
It doesn't have anything to do with how she does her job. That's all I'm saying.
But she's not attractive, so you're not looking her up and down?
It's not relaxing for me, no. I got a lot of Orientals working for me. I got a few that just come in to San Pedro last week.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Karen has been hanging on very patiently. Go ahead, Karen. Karen? Is the lady still there? All right, hold on. Let's go over to Joe. Joe, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, hi. How are you guys doing tonight?
Fine.
Hey, listen, yeah, the insulting part is a matter of opinion, but if you're on the receiving end like that lady was, yeah, she does feel disrespected. Now, as a manager myself, you want to have a connectivity, you want to have community with your employees to where they will follow you and have the same vision, the same goals you do.
Right,
now,
right.
When you disrespect people, you lose that same goal, you lose that connectivity, so therefore, you're going to end up faltering in the long run.
Is it more important for an employee for me to look her in the eye and get her job review all wrong, or to hear everything she's saying and understand her job review, but I'm looking at her butt or whatever?
Well, you just lost what I told you. Like I said, if you lose the respect of that employee, you don't think that employee is going to go around saying, look, this guy doesn't respect me, doesn't respect women, all in all. So you're going to lose a lot of your employees that way because you're not going to get them to buy into whatever goal you have.
Well, now, so in other words, you manage this way?
What's that?
Do you manage this way? You look them in the eye and maybe screw up everything they've said?
I know, because I can look at them and I can listen to them. Like you said, you don't listen with your eyes, you listen with your ears.
Exactly.
But you also want to gain that employee's respect. That's what we're looking at right here, gaining that employee's respect. If you lose that employee's respect, you've lost that employee. They will no longer follow your vision. They will no longer follow your goals.
I would think that you would benefit from our employee-manager workshops because you sound like a good manager, but I think you're wasting a lot of time pretending like you respect them. What you need to do?
What do you mean pretending?
Well, he's looking him in the eyes.
He's pretending.
He's pretending.
We're talking about the respect factor.
But Joe, I'm saying to you,
if they think that you're looking at their butt because you're googling them, then you're going to lose all respect.
Well, Joe, if you know,
you're not going to get into the moral biblical senses either.
Well, wait a minute. You got an employee who's got a very nice, large breasts, and you don't want to be looking at him.
No.
Of course you do.
No, I don't.
And the best thing to do is to hear what she's saying, but go ahead and stare directly at her breasts.
But the thing is that when you're asking questions in an evaluation, you also want to get facial.
Can I ask you, Joe?
You want to get reaction.
Joe, it's Phil. You need to back off the phone. You need to back.
Their breasts aren't telling you anything. Their faces is what's telling you.
Hey, Joe, you need to back off your phone a little bit because it is breaking up.
Yeah, I'm talking to this guy. He's going, I mean,
well, don't make fun of the caller.
No, but he's not hearing me again. See, he's not hearing me because he's. What I'm saying to
you. I think the man is hearing you very well. He's disagreeing with you. If I understand you, Joe, you're saying gaining the respect of your employee means making eye contact.
Right. The thing is that when you don't make eye contact with them and you're googling over their breast or their behind, you're going to lose the respect of the employee. How are you going to get that employee to buy into your vision, to your goals, to make your company expand if you don't have respect of your employees?
Because I've heard everything she said. I got it all right in the job review. I'm addressing everything that she said, but I was looking at her butt.
Right, but you just lost that employee, didn't you?
No, sir, not if I address her needs. That's the most important thing.
And
we're going to make my business expand. I make a joke between man to man. You know, something else is expanding. And
I would remind the caller that we're on the air.
Forgive me. I'm sorry, but I was just talking a man-to-man joke.
All right, that's fine, but we've got women and other people listening.
Forgive me. But I'm saying to Joe, I looked at her butt, but I heard everything.
as she was bending over picking up what?
A quarter.
Well,
okay, but that's irrelevant, you know, just because of that one little quick one quick action. But we're talking about the whole context of your interview.
Yes, that's correct.
Right, right. You know, exclude that one little quarter incident because that can happen to anybody.
No, but I looked at her breast.
We're talking about the context.
I looked at her breast. I looked at her butt. At one point, I sat down in a chair so I could get a better view of her hips. And all of this, I am saying to you, and saying to the employees, it's okay, don't worry about it, I'm hearing what you're saying.
Yeah, but Joe is saying it's still disrespectful.
No, it's not if you get it right. Oh, man.
Is that employee working for you still?
We had to terminate her.
For what reason?
Because she didn't get what I was saying. I said to her, you don't understand, I'm hearing you. And she kept going on about how I looked at her boobs.
But her work ethics and the way she worked, were those good?
Did you
lose a good employee, or did you lose somebody that didn't respect you?
No, obviously she wasn't a good employee because she didn't understand that you hear with your ears, not your eyes. She kept going on about where my eyes were.
Now we're going to that vision and goal thing.
And I want
to
ask Joe, you use my method, you'll sleep better at night. Believe me.
Believe you me, brother, I will not sleep good at night.
Take some time for yourself when you're listening to a well-built employee, well... He doesn't understand.
I think he does. He disagrees. Joe, thank you so much. 1-800-449-8686. Kathy, you're on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Had a couple things I wanted to say. And
yes,
that
ma'am.
Was just that this person, he doesn't understand that his concentration is on what his eyes are on.
No, that's not right.
He says he's hearing them,
yes.
Hearing her, but he's not listening to her.
Yes, I am.
She says she's uncomfortable, and he's not taking that for action,
She didn't say that. She just doesn't understand how I listen with my ears, not my eyes.
Hearing and listening are two different things.
What did your employee say?
She said, she kept asking me why I looked at her butt. And I said, what's that got to do with anything? In fact, I think I said, what's that got to do with the price of tea in China? And she said, you were looking at my breasts and you even sat down to get a better look at my rear end. And I said, yes, but... I heard everything you said. Here's your job report. Here's your job review. Here are the things that you wanted done. I did them for you. We expanded her insurance. And then we fired her.
Why did you expand her insurance and cut her hours back and then fire her?
To make my point. See, I did all of this for you and you didn't understand. Guess what? You're fired.
You're the one that's not understanding. She's got the right to be uncomfortable with being looked at that way.
Yeah, she has the right to
have her boss not look at her that way.
Well, what difference does it make if I'm hearing her?
Wait a minute. You said to her, we've expanded your insurance.
That's correct.
And we've cut back your hours on the weekends, because I understand she's a single mother.
That's right.
And then you said, but you know what? Because you don't understand me, you're fired.
Yes.
I think that's cruel.
What's cruel about it? I told her, here's everything you wanted, everything you asked for, but because you're all hung up on me checking your rear end out, it's sad.
All right,
you gave her everything she wanted except the respect that she wanted.
Well, look at
not
you know,
to
that
be looked
put,
at.
That don't put bread on the table.
All right, look at Kathy, thank you. 1-800-449-8686, the number here on The Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Robert Green running a worker-manager interface session. You don't have to be looking at somebody to hear what they're saying, or do you? In his case, he was looking at the woman from the neck down, up and down, and even sat down in a chair to get a better view. But, he says, he heard everything she said, gave her everything that she wanted, and then fired her. This guy's got to be on some other planet. 1-800-449-8686. In our final seconds here with Mr. Green about the worker-employee seminars that you're having, you say that the workers don't understand you when you say you hear with your ears, not with your eyes. You're looking at a woman's body.
Phil, I mentioned I don't look at every woman's body, and I told you where I draw the line.
Well, you draw the line in some ways that are, in my opinion, very, very graphically sexist, as well as bigoted.
I very much resent that. I've been a manager and I've been an executive in a retail business for almost 20 years, and for you to say something like that, I think.
Well, you say you don't look at women who are handicapped, and I'm quoting you directly. You don't look at Orientals.
That's correct.
Why?
I already told you, because I can't relax looking at them.
All right, I'm going to take one more phone call. Beverly, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi.
Yes.
I've been listening to your comments, and first of all, as a manager, who do you think you are that you have to use other people to relax?
I'm not asking anything from them. I'm not taking money from them. I'm not touching them.
You're taking their dignity.
Well, I don't understand how that's possible. You can't take someone's dignity unless they willingly give it up. And
well,
I'm admiring them. I'm trying to get employees. See, what's happened on this program, if I could, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
What's happened is this has been turned all over. You've turned the tables on me. I came on here to tell you how we're trying to get through to employees, and you're making me look bad by letting people like this lady come on and say what she's saying.
This woman
that
has...
you're taking somebody's dignity by staring at them in an unseemly way?
What am I doing?
You're a manager. You're supposed to be a leader.
What am I doing that's taken away their dignity?
If I stood there, sir, and looked at your groin while trying to evaluate you, how do you think you'd feel?
It wouldn't bother me. I mean, you're talking to...
Well, you know what, Beverly... Well, you know what? I'll answer that. I would at some point say, excuse me, hi, I'm up here. This is where...
Right, exactly.
I would like to
make one comment before I go.
I'd
like to compliment the gentlemen that have been calling.
Are you
yet,
Oriental? Are you
and
Oriental?
And seeing the other side of this issue, because those are men that are obviously decent.
Wait a minute. There's a difference between decent and playing it up so they look good to women.
Well, that's not what the men are doing.
They're playing it up so they look like good guys. If you're staring at my crotch and you're hearing what I'm saying, then why would I be upset? See, that's the whole point.
I wouldn't be hearing. My mind would be on what I'm seeing.
Well, with me, I guarantee they'd be on other things. But
see, that's the kind of immaturity the other guy was talking about.
What?
That's exactly what he's talking about. Now, you're talking about you don't look at Oriental women. The term is Asian American.
Yeah. All right, forgive me. All right.
Why?
I don't find they're flat. They have flat butts. I don't find it attractive.
Jesus, man. I mean, what, you know...
So I'm supposed to lie. So I should come on here and lie.
Are you paying them for that? Is that what you're paying them for, so that they can make you help you relax?
No,
is that why you hire them?
I'm not firing them. The Oriental gets to stay.
So that's why you're hiring them. Let's just call it to what it is. That's why you're hiring them.
Hiring them for what? I hire Orientals and
Asian women.
All right, I hire Asian women, and they got flat rear ends. I don't look at them. See, that blows your whole theory.
But you hire women who are good-looking and...
I hire everyone, Phil. I hire everyone.
But different reasons, evidently.
I don't particularly like the China woman because she's got a body like a 12-year-old boy. And I...
All right, see, that's to me...
I'll tell them to take this breast pump if they want to keep their job. And
get out of here!
I can't believe this is for real.
Is this guy a sick animal?
This has got to be a joke.
Hey, is this some kind of a joke, sir?
What?
Is this a joke?
Well, I'll tell you, Phil, if you call a $300 million a year business a joke.
You know what? If you said the name of your business on the air, I think you...
Fraser Foods of Buena Park. At least when people come shop in my store, they know they're buying from a guy that doesn't look at flat rear ends.
Get out of here. What's that helping her? Picking out corn? 1-800-449-8686.
And I think it's very unfair.
You're talking about you don't like to look at Asian American women because they have flat butts. And you're talking about...
But don't you understand that I don't...
I'm hanging up on you again, okay?
I'll see you in hell.